You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 to 24. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. You have often heard that Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. What is so spectacular about the fact that he walked with God? Let's provide a little bit of context. After the fall of Adam, men began to struggle here and there. There was really no example of following God. So when the Bible says Enoch walked with God, it's telling us that Enoch walked with God at a time when nobody was walking with God, when there was no example of walking with God, when there was no precedence. Enoch was a man that could take his own decision. His walk with God was not a corporate walk with God. It was a personal walk with God. He didn't mix with crowd. Many people are doing what they see other people doing. Their relationship with Jesus is environmental. It's not personal. It's corporate. It's not individual. Your walk with God must be individual. It must be very personal. You see, Enoch walked with God. Everybody around him were acting contrary, but this man chose to walk with God. And he didn't come to God and walk with him for 1 year, backslide, and then come back after 1 year, backslide, come back again, backslide. He had a consistent walk of over 300 years with God. Even when he does not have example of people around him to follow, to look upon and say, this is an example. He decided to be different. Enoch was not afraid to be different. How can you be different when almost everybody in the world, they are doing the same thing? How would you say, I'm going to be different? That was the kind of decision that Enoch took in order for him to walk with God. It was personal. He walked with God. He kept company with God. Who are you keeping company with? Can you walk with God when everybody around you, they are not walking with God? You know, there are Christians, they are even ashamed to identify themselves as Christians. You are afraid to tell people the reason for your decision. They are inviting you to come and have a boyfriend or girlfriend and be engaging in sex. You say, this is not time for you to do all of that. Is that the issue, or the fact that I'm a born again, I'm a child of God, I can't do this? You are afraid to stand out. You are afraid to tell them about Jesus. You are ashamed of Jesus. Enoch was not ashamed of God. Enoch walked when nobody were walking with God. He chose to walk with God. If only him will walk with God, he walked with God. Don't follow crowd. The Bible says, do not follow the multitude to do wrong. Don't follow crowd. Let your walk with God be very personal. Not where this is what they say in our church. This is what they say in our church. Receiving Jesus is a personal experience. It's not a denominational experience. It's not a church experience. The day you became born again, Jesus came to you personally. The Holy Ghost came into you personally. It has nothing to do with church or denomination or anybody. And your walk with God from that time on is also very personal. We will sit down with each other. We will learn from each other. But our walk with him is very personal. Are you ashamed of Jesus? Or you are ready? If it will be only you that will walk with God, will you walk with God? And you know, this is probably one of the best biographies in the Bible. That all they could write about him was that he walked with God. Let me ask you, what can they write about you? Oh, that you made money, that you live abroad, that you were able to secure American passport. Oh, that you became governor. Oh, that you became senator. You know, it is my own prayer that when I'm gone, the only testimony will be that I walk with God. Nothing can be more wonderful than that. That the summary of my life will be that I walk with God. That I walked with Jesus. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You see, the disciple followed him. They walked with him. The Bible said they took note that they had been with Jesus. Is that the testimony that your life is producing? I pray that your life will produce a testimony of walking with Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.